This is Denise in Brief from the United Nations. Odds are increasing that the average global temperature will rise beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels in at least one of the next 5 years, the UN Weather Agency has announced. In a new report issued on Thursday, the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, said that there was a 40% chance that the watershed global warming mark will be met by 2025, and these odds are increasing with time. Head of the UN agency, Professor Petteri Tallas, warned that increasing temperatures meant more melting ice, higher sea levels, more heat waves and other extreme weather, along with greater impacts on food security, health, the environment and sustainable development. The World Meteorological Organization Secretary General also noted that it was now possible to track greenhouse gas emissions back to their sources in order to slash emissions and achieve carbon neutrality. UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has called for a genuine and inclusive peace process to end the Israeli occupation of Palestine and a repeat of possible war crimes in a special session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. In comments on Thursday, which stopped short of supporting a call for an international investigation into the recent deadly escalation, Ms. Bachelet condemned indiscriminate rocket attacks by Gaza's de facto authority Hamas, which claimed 10 lives in Israel, and strikes inside the enclave by Israeli security forces that left 242 dead.
Airstrikes in such densely populated areas resulted in a high level of civilian fatalities and injuries, as well as the widespread destruction of civilian infrastructure. If found to be indiscriminate and disproportionate in their impact on civilians and civilian objects, such attacks may constitute war crimes.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights also welcomed the 21st of May ceasefire, but warned that it would only be a matter of time until the next flare-up, unless the root causes of this latest escalation were addressed. In reply, Israel's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Ambassador Merav Eilon-Shahar, said that all measures had been taken to protect civilians, but that Hamas had intentionally hid behind residential buildings, maternity wards and mosques. Finally, to the universal issue of gender equality and how one peacekeeper made this key UN objective a reality for thousands of women in Darfur. The story begins with the women of the West Sudan region who've suffered displacement, sexual violence and political marginalisation linked to long-standing armed conflict there. Enter Major Stepleen Niaboga of Kenya, who recently completed her deployment with the joint UN-African Union mission in Darfur, UNAMID. It was she who set up patrols so that women in Zalingay could access their farmlands in peace. Major Niaboga also organised workshops aimed at addressing issues that affect Darfuri women, and by the end of the mission's operations in December, she'd also trained nearly 95% of the military staff on critical protection issues such as sexual and gender-based violence. In recognition of Major Niaboga's achievement, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres on Thursday presented her with the Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. Her hands-on approach had made a profound difference for her colleagues and for the people of Darfur, Mr. Guterres maintained, before insisting that the United Nations remained committed to ensuring that women's voices were heard in political discussions. Daniel Johnson, UN News.